5 p.m.
Here's the news.
Good afternoon. This is your RTL Today News. I'm John Baker. Over the weekend, the police carried out 341 alcohol checks on motorists. 7 drivers tested positive and 1 driving licence was revoked on the spot, one of whom was found asleep behind the wheel in the middle of the road with their hazard lights on. In addition to alcohol-related violations, 4 other offences were recorded, and in one case, a driver was reported for operating a vehicle without a licence. News has just been released about a major drug seizure that took place at the Findle Cargo Centre last August after customs officers discovered several irregularities during a routine document check. Official documents for the shipment claimed the contents were cotton blankets for a Dutch company. However, upon a closer inspection, 903 vacuum-sealed bags filled with cannabis were found, each containing between 600 and 700 grams. In total, the drugs weighed approximately 600 kilos. A Luxembourg startup led by Christos Floros has launched Monit, a new social media platform that lets users control their own algorithm as an alternative to big tech networks. Floros explained that Monit operates like a personalized control panel, comparable to a television settings menu, where each user can decide exactly what appears on their feed. In international news, a conservative backed by US President Donald Trump currently holds the slenderest of leads in Honduras's presidential race, with just over half the vote counted so far. Nasri Asfura, who is 67 and a self-styled granddad, faced a down-to-the-wire race with a right-wing rival to see who will lead one of the Latin America's poorest and most violent countries. And President Volodymyr Zelensky met with President Emmanuel Macron today in Paris, seeking to reinforce European support for Ukraine at a potentially pivotal moment in Kiev's battle against the Russian invasion as Washington pushes through a plan to end the war. Zelensky held talks with Macron at the Elysee, with Ukraine weighing its options over the plan championed by US President Donald Trump, but which European countries fear risks caving into Russian demands. In sports, we start with cricket, and Geoffrey Boycott has urged England to use their brains as Ben Stokes' men go in search of an Ashes series levelling win in this week's second test in Brisbane. England are currently 1-0 down in the 5-match series following a humiliating 8-wicket loss to Australia inside 2 days in last month's first test in Perth. And former England opener Boycott insisted Stokes' men could win at Brisbane's Gabba ground with a more measured approach. And finally, Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola has said he was uncertain when Spain midfielder Rodri will be fit enough to return to action. Rodri missed much of last season with a knee injury and has appeared just once, and then only for a minute, in City's last 10 games due to a hamstring problem. For more on these stories and for all the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. It's been a dry day with plenty of sunshine, and as dusk draws near, the temperature has fallen to 3 degrees already and will drop further as the evening wears on, but it will remain dry.